If your weekend plans include running the Pittsburgh Marathon, you're going to sweat out a whole lot of toxins on Sunday. With that in mind, we'll tell you how to spend your Saturday on this week's 90.5 WBSA Social Club podcast. It's Social Club for the weekend of Friday, May 1st, 2015. Hello, thanks for joining us. I'm Josh Rollerson of 90.5 WBSA. Rachel Carlson is Community Director for Yelp Pittsburgh, a professional social butterfly, connoisseur of all the fine things in life, or at least the ones here in Pittsburgh. Rachel, welcome back from sunny Florida.
Yeah, you make me sound so cool.
I like to build up the expectation so you feel a lot of pressure to perform.
Oh, that doesn't work.
Okay. You're so unself-conscious. It's not going to work.
I mean, you know, I think once you accidentally fall a lot, I think when you are clumsy like I am, you really have to build up a tolerance to embarrassment. Mm-hmm. Although I have fallen and been embarrassed still as of late, but it doesn't happen.
I think that's a healthy attitude, though.
Okay, good, because it happens a lot.
How was your vacay?
It was good. Speaking of which, I tripped. I was seriously trying to take my time, and it was wet, and it was shaky in terms of the environment, and I was wearing flip-flops, and I fell, and my husband didn't turn around and ask me how I was doing. He goes, oh, God.
Again.
Yeah. I know.
After a certain point, it's
like he gives up, but I'm okay. I'm here to say it's okay.
I'm glad to hear it.
It was good. Miami is a beast. It's just a lot of...
In what sense? It's a beast. It's
a lot of
boobs crazy and crowded.
Butts and
sure
party time, USA. And
so was this a spring break thing for you?
Well, I went to help for Yelp Spring Break, which is in Fort Lauderdale, which is a definitely slower culture, mm-hmm. which I really liked Fort Lauderdale. They had... beach party. They had a pirate cruise. They had just a ton of different brewery tour, which you would love. There's a coffee. Now I'm like forgetting the name, and it was all over in my face the whole time. But it's this really cool brewery down in Fort Lauderdale, and they do this coffee porter that was incredible.
I don't hear much about the beer scene in the deep south, or at least not that far south.
I mean, it was Funky Buddha Brewing. I had to get that right. Yeah, if you're in Fort Lauderdale, their brewery is amazing, beautiful, very clean for a brewery. Like, you just imagine.
I thought you were going to say for Florida.
Oh, no. Oh. Well. Right. But it was really cool. And it's so funny because every single day I met someone from Pittsburgh.
Sure. Yeah, they're everywhere.
It's so fun because at the brewery, the guy was like, oh, yeah, I grew up around here. I love Pittsburgh. Steeler fan, high five. I met a guy who was a rep for the coconut water, and he's like, it's changed so much. He lives in Brooklyn and like loves coming back now. And it's just, it's funny. And that
An article just came out?
The article about how Pittsburgh's the new Brooklyn. I mean, Pittsburgh's the new everything.
Oh, are we? Okay. I thought we were the new Portland.
Well, now
is
we're the
Portland
new,
over. And...
Now we're the new Brooklyn because we're hip but affordable.
So obviously there's lots going on in Miami this weekend, but what about in Pittsburgh, Rachel? Are there any like really cool events that you can tell us about?
I can. So Wiggle Whiskey is having a huge weekend because they're opening their Barrel House on the north side. Have you been to the Barrel House?
No.
Okay.
Is this the Barrel Roll event?
The Barrel Roll.
Yes. I've heard quite a bit about this.
So last year I participated and rode the Party Peddler across the one bridge. I don't remember which bridge it was, but it was a bridge and it was over to the north side and it was really fun.
It's been some party.
It was so fun. The Party Peddler's fun. It's an unofficial.
Hey, speaking of parties and peddling, you let me down. Last weekend was the keg ride.
All right, let's go back. Let's go back to the keg ride.
What happened, man?
I was in Erie celebrating my mom's birthday. I'm sorry.
A likely story.
But
play the mom card, Rachel. All right.
Listen.
You get out of this one once.
I would have loved to have participated. You would have definitely held up 95% of the bicycling part. I would have been the cruiser part on the back.
I was pedaling with a 4-year-old kid in a trailer in the back. So that's as dead weight as it gets. So you couldn't have been less helpful.
So 5% is still more. Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, happy birthday to your mom.
Uh-huh. Today. It's today.
You missed a great party. It was fun.
Yeah. I do not think I could have brought her there, but I am really bummed that I missed it. It sounded really fun. Next year, for sure, I'm in, as long as my mom doesn't have a birthday again or plan something.
Does she do that every year, have a birthday on the same day?
She does.
I hear a lot of people do that.
I had someone, my husband's birthday is March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, and someone was like, oh, does his birthday always fall on St. Patrick's Day?
Blank stares. Yeah.
I know. But yeah, I heard it was a lot of fun. So you had a lot of fun?
Yeah, it was cool. The only thing was, like, the big deal is it's a mystery destination, right? You ride out from the brewery, and then there's a party at some remote location that you have to ride the ride to find out where it is. You just follow the leader. Like, the kegs are in the front.
Okay.
And you're instructed to stay behind the kegs for safety reasons.
Talk about dead weight.
And those guys, yeah, I know. Right. And it moves very slowly. I was kind of unprepared for how slowly the whole thing moves.
Oh.
Like, they ran us through at the very beginning. Have you ever been to the Wheel Mill?
No.
I guess it's Homewood. Pretty near to East End Brewery. It's like an indoor mountain bike park where they've got all these ramps and jumps
and things. That's really cool.
It's really cool. And somehow they, like, put everybody through there single file. You rode in one end of the building and out the other. And got a quick look at
what
they have.
Do you pop any wheelies or anything?
No, you were not on any of those features. Unfortunately, I was tempted, though.
Yeah.
But again, with the child in the trailer, that would have been
a little
pretty sick.
Iffy. Yeah.
So anyway, like, so we went through there, and we went past some other landmarks, and then all over. And then the secret destination that everyone ended up at, the big anticipated reveal, was back at East End Brewery. So we just made a complete circle.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
I wonder if it's like that every year. They're like,
yeah,
secret
I've never done
location.
It before, so yeah, for all I know, yeah, it's a big practical joke on the first timers.
Scott.
Cat's out of the bag now.
Yeah, secret location. So we do have a lot of events going on this weekend. And the first up is Wiggle Whiskey. They have their big grand barrel house opening. The grand party with the barrel roll is on Friday. So last year I did the party peddler across the bridge. Was super fun. This year they're stepping up their game. And it's so cheap too. It's $15, but they're going to be doing a tour kind of like the East End crawl. But they're going to be doing a tour through a couple different restaurants like Bar Marco. And you'll get to stop a couple different places and imbibe and roll the barrel over to the barrel house and have a fun party.
And this is literally a barrel that's being rolled from place to place.
Well, the barrel was in the party peddler, I believe, last year, or maybe it was with someone else. Now I don't remember quite because they gave us shots before. But they do roll a barrel over.
And the barrel has spirits within.
I would guess.
All right.
So no one accosts them and try and steal their spirits. But I think
that would be a tricky getaway, I would think.
You know, you are right. Barrel you are right with that. But it's, I think, going to be a really fun time. I think what they've started to make it into is going to be really fun because this is the second annual. So
this is on Saturday?
This is on Friday.
Friday.
It's a whole
weekend.
Great.
Oh, great. So I can go out and roll the barrel.
Yeah.
And get good and loaded and then run the marathon on Sunday.
Oh. Well, okay. So please hold.
With no ill effects whatsoever.
Please hold, Josh. Okay. Yeah, no effects. This no hangover for the Wiggle Whiskey. I can't endorse that. So we do have some marathon stuff coming up.
Okay, we'll get to
teaser.
That.
The Barrel House is doing a derby party. I want to call it hat party because I don't even pay attention to the horses.
That's what it's about, really, honestly. There are horses?
I know. There's betting and gambling. I have no clue. All I want to do is wear a hat. Yeah. So that's pretty. I would assume you'd be into a bow tie, so. No. Okay, no. Never
mind. Do I look like a bow tie guy?
I'm just kidding.
Wow. Okay.
It's okay.
I'm just, like, reevaluating all of my life choices now.
No. So you can go to the derby party, not wear your bow tie and wear your jeans. And $45 will get you in. There's going to be, obviously, whiskey, but Marty's Market is going to have some light refreshments. Mint juleps will obviously be happening there.
Naturally.
And you can wear your hat. So I think it's going to be a really fun time. And then we get to Sunday, which is the marathon after party. So.
I admire your insistence on strict chronological structuring to this podcast, Rachel. I tried to throw you and skip ahead to Sunday, but you were not having any of it.
I think that people would get a little confused.
You got to keep this train on the tracks.
That's, well, I'm trying.
That's what you're good at. Okay.
I'm trying. You run it off course. I'm trying to keep it on course, Josh. Mm-hmm. So the post-marathon party is a free party from 11 to 3. So you can either wait for your friends there and get really drunk and then high-five them after and give them their shot. Buy them a shot, whatever. Or you can head over there afterwards. They're going to be doing a food truck roundup. So obviously we've got some favorites. The Mac and Gold and the taco truck will be there, as well as Leona's ice cream sandwiches,
nice.
Which
okay.
are amazing. So it seems like a great treat. And you can get a Bloody Mary, too.
That'll be good recovery fluid, I think.
Yeah. So I think it's a really great time over at the Barrel House. Lots going on and some affordable free $15.45. So
nice.
Pick your poison. So we have another. So I'm really good with organization, obviously. We can talk about East End again in the sense where on Saturday from 12 to 5, they are doing a free event called Crafts and Drafts. So did you craft when you were on your keg ride?
Crafting, like knitting and that sort of thing?
Yeah, like knit Etsy while you stuff. Biked?
No, I didn't. I didn't, okay. actually.
Well, this one you can get your craft and draft on. I love how they word it, too. It's Crafts and Drafts Mom and Dad Market. So, obviously, they are honoring Mother's Day and Father's Day. They're skipping ahead a little bit, so hopefully it's equal opportunity. Mm-hmm. But they're going to be doing a lot of different crafting and drafting. So you can craft different things from different local makers around town will be there. Make t-shirts, jewelry, that kind of thing through local artists, which I think is really cool because obviously you learn from the best. And then you will be able to get a free sample of the Petal Pale Ale, which you have had and confirm is delicious, right?
Indeed.
And they obviously, or well, not obviously, I don't know if a lot of people know this, Commonplace Coffee is in yeah. the brewery as well.
Right.
And Commonplace was actually voted in the top 12. Now, I don't quote me on this, but I just saw something really quickly. They were voted top 12 coffee roasteries.
Wow, I'm gonna
have
cool.
to. I'm going to have to confirm that. But Commonplace is awesome. It's the first place I ever had a pour over.
Right.
And it was amazing.
Well, I think they contribute the coffee to East End's Coffee Stout. I forget what it was. Eye Opener, I think.
From Commonplace. Yeah. And I love that they can collab and do lots of hip things together. But they are the top 50 best coffee houses.
Right on. Congrats.
So hashtag grateful, they say. So you can head to East End, do your crafting and drafting, honor mom and dad, maybe make a craft from, you can like, it's back in the day, like you made the pot holders.
Oh, yeah.
You know? You,
like your handprint in some clay.
Yeah.
And paint it.
I don't know if that would be acceptable, but, and would mom and dad be like, oh, great. You made me something.
You're getting so big, Rachel.
I know. They're like, maybe you could buy me something.
Just like a big kid.
Or you can buy mom and dad a growler.
The first time I bought my mother a Mother's Day gift, I was probably 7 or 8 years old, and I went to Walmart, and I bought her a coffee mug. And the reason I thought it would be a really cool gift is because it said on the bottom it was made in China. Which
oh
was like, wow, this is like exotic, imported, China, from China.
Uh-huh.
How exciting is that?
Uh-uh.
It was really cute.
That is super
It was
cute.
Adorable that I thought that.
That's very nice, Josh. So on the subject of Josh, you will be running the marathon on Sunday.
That's the plan. I'll be running parts of it and probably limping and,
crying. Is there any tears?
There, sometimes there are tears. Like even in a marathon that goes really well, you hit a point, in my experience, around mile 20, 22, where you... Like you're just so exhausted and sort of a little bit disoriented that you just get weirdly emotional. And if you're listening to music, like the most absurd triggers will make you start to choke up.
Oh my gosh.
Which also doesn't help with the running. But no, that's a real thing that I experience. I get kind of like sentimental and weepy
Maybe
toward the end of the race.
Maybe you need to put on the Spice Girls or something instead of...
I couldn't... Yeah, I don't know what I would do if I had to then assimilate the fact that I... cried because of a Spice Girls song into my
I was just like, thinking of maybe like Hallelujah coming on and you just weeping or something.
It's anything. It's just whatever stupid track is playing.
So watch for Josh around mile 20. I was going to say,
running and weeping.
Yeah. Do people come and cheer you on?
Yeah. Like, it's gotten to where I sort of know I'm going through a certain neighborhood and somebody I know lives there and usually comes out. So I'll see. Yeah. Usually I'll see the same four or five people every year that I know.
That's a big thing.
Well, let's be honest. If you're not going out on Sunday to, you know, be a spectator at the marathon, you're not doing anything else. If you live in the city,
right,
you're not going anywhere. And so you might as well pull up a chair.
A lot of people do. Like, know my, I think it's the most hilarious thing. I have a friend, a couple, and the boyfriend supports the girlfriend, and he hangs out on East Carson Street with a big head. You know those, like, heads that they make for everyone, every, like, basketball game now? The blow-up heads? The bobble head?
Oh, the bobble head. Okay, okay.
I don't know what the technical term is called, but so he makes it of himself. Nice. He doesn't make it of her, but of himself, and like, hangs out, and then just holds it.
That's smart by. Because it's tricky to spot people sometimes.
That's true. But obviously there's a lot going on for the marathon. There's the expo, which is on Saturday.
The expo, actually, I think it starts Friday afternoon and then Saturday. It's open to the public. It's for people that are in the race, obviously, to pick up their materials, but as far as I know, it's open to everybody, and there's a lot of, like free stuff and
if
demos.
If you're a tchotchke loving fool.
Definitely, yes. Load up on your freebies and samples and that kind of thing. And, there are vendors selling running stuff, and there are some kind of, little displays and demonstrations and stuff. So it's worth checking out.
So you can head there and then...
You know what else is Saturday?
Yes.
Free comic book day.
You know about this? Saw that. Yeah.
It's a nationwide thing, and it's about, like, promoting graphic arts, graphic novels, comic books, and getting new people reading comics. And so comic book shops give away a free comic. I think there's certain ones that have been designated as this year's offerings, but I've heard that some shops will pick one that's just for you based on what you tell them you're interested in and you like. And so the whole point is to get people reading comics and get people excited about comics, especially people that are not comic book readers. So I'm bringing my kids to, I don't know where, some local comic shop.
I love that. I know the one in Oakland. The attic.
The attic, yeah. Is it on Craig?
Craig,
yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's right. Massive.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I was just thinking the only thing I would think of is Walking Dead comic, because that's like the only comic that I know. But can I get that?
So you, I don't know, but if you go to the shop and tell them that's what you like, they'll probably have a whole bunch of other recommendations for you.
Phantom of the Attic. I have this square internet thing going on, so I can check it out on Yelp.
That's
what
cheating.
It is. Phantom of the Attic. So you can head there. I know they've done Pittsburgh comic book promoted people that have done comics in Pittsburgh too for Comic Book Day. So. Very cool day. Free stuff going on.
Lots of things to do, and should be pretty nice weather, too.
Oh, finally. It's happening.
It's a little too warm for a marathon, actually. From what I saw in the forecast today, if it gets as warm as it's supposed to, that's going to suck a little bit.
Well, watch for Josh weeping and
sweating. Weeping.
Mile 20.
Limping. Yeah.
And have a great weekend, whether you're doing the marathon or cheering someone on or imbibing.
I plan to do all of the above.
Okay.
You too, Rachel. Hope to see you out there.
I'll get a big head of your likeness.
So look for Rachel Carlson's giant head
somewhere
on East Carson on the marathon route. And you can follow her on Twitter, obviously, at Yelp Pittsburgh. You can follow me at WESA Josh. You find Social Club every week at WESA.FM and also in the iTunes store. And by the way, hey, Rachel, you know how on podcasts they're always at the end, they beg and plead in the sort of unseemly way for listeners to go to the iTunes store and rate us and rank us and leave a comment, but only if you have nice things to say.
Mm-hmm.
If you have negative things to say,
we don't want to hear.
Keep them to yourself. But it turns out that's actually important for getting not just, the word out or whatever, but I've learned that iTunes kind of suppresses you in the search results. Their algorithm does, like, sort of disregards podcasts that don't have enough ratings or rankings or whatever. So apparently that does matter. So if you listen to this thing, I'd appreciate it if you would take a moment to leave a rating, leave a comment if you've got one.
Tell your friends.
Of course. Good old word of mouth.
Yeah.
On iTunes, on WESA.FM. We'll be back next week with more tips for you wasting your time in the most agreeable and rewarding ways possible in Pittsburgh. Until then, have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, guys.